Good morning, this is Akashvani. I'm Sarabjit Kaur with the World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to inaugurate Safran Aircraft Engine Services India facility at the GMR Aerospace and Industrial Park in Hyderabad. In a short while, India to begin formal negotiations for a free trade agreement with Russia-led Eurasian Economic Union in New Delhi today. Several people injured in Ukraine in mass drone attack by Russia on southern east state of Zaporozhye. Bangladesh Awami League Party announces nationwide agitations in protest against death sentence to party chief ousted Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina. And India's bid to host 2030 Commonwealth Games to be formally approved this evening at Commonwealth Sports General Assembly in Glasgow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the Safran Aircraft Engine Services India, SAESI facility at the GMR Aerospace and Industrial Park in Hyderabad in a short while through video conferencing. SAESI is Safran's dedicated maintenance, repair and overhaul MRO facility for leading-edge aviation propulsion engines. The Prime Minister's office has said in a statement that with this facility, for the first time, a global engine original equipment manufacturer, OEM, has set up an MRO operation in India. Developing indigenous capabilities in MRO will reduce foreign exchange outflow, create high-value jobs, strengthen supply chain resilience, and position India as a global aviation hub. India will launch formal negotiations for a free trade agreement, FTA, with Russia-led Eurasian Economic Union, EAEU, today. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal announced that the FTA discussions with the five-member EAEU comprising Russia, Armenia, Belarus, Kazakhstan and Kyrgyzstan will begin in New Delhi following the signing of terms of reference on August 20, 2025. The terms of reference lay out an 18-month roadmap focused on opening new markets for Indian businesses, particularly micro, small and medium enterprises, farmers and fishermen.
Whether it is the launch of Eurasia FTA with Russia and the other Central Europe or Asian countries, whether it is the discussions we have had with South Africa leading the SACU region for a potential free trade agreement, or the discussions to have a second phase PTA with Mercosur, with Brazil in the lead. This only goes to show how widespread the interest to enter into free trade agreements with India is.
In Ukraine, 12 people were injured after Russian forces staged a mass drone attack on the southeastern city of Zaporizhia yesterday evening. Regional governor Ivan Fedorov said the attack had destroyed shops, damaged other buildings and smashed cars. He added rescue operation currently underway at 12 locations with the maximum number of units from the state emergency services, national police and medical teams has been deployed. On the other hand, Russian air defenses destroyed 249 Ukrainian drones above various regions and the occupied Crimea. The attacks followed talks between US and Ukrainian representatives in Geneva over a US-Russia brokered peace plan. Bangladesh's ousted Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina's Awami League Party yesterday announced nationwide agitations and resistance marches till 30th of this month in protest against the death sentence handed to the former premier by what it described as an illegal tribunal. On November 17, the International Crimes Tribunal, ICTBD, sentenced 78-year-old Hasina to death along with then Home Minister Asaduzzaman Khan Kamal on charges of committing crimes against humanity after a trial held in absentia. In a post on its official social media account, the Awami League alleged that the tribunal's verdict was part of a political conspiracy by the Muhammad Yunus-led interim government to keep Hasina and the party out of the election scheduled for February next year. This is Akashvani giving you the world news. For quick news updates round the clock, Follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to the World News. Brazil's former president, Jair Bolsonaro, has been sentenced to 27 years and 3 months in prison for plotting a military coup and seeking to destroy the country's democracy. Supreme Court Justice Alexandre de Moraes ruled that the case had reached its final judgment and that no further appeals were possible. Bolsonaro will begin serving his sentence in a federal police jail cell in the capital, Brasilia. The court ruled that Bolsonaro, who was elected president in 2018, is guilty of seeking to forcibly cling to power after losing the 2022 election. In Nepal, following the revelation that Prime Minister of Nepal, Sushila Karki's chief personal secretary, Adarsh Shrestha, appointed his wife and family members to the secretariat, Gen Z leaders and public have raised nepotism and favoritism issues. The Karki administration, too, has become embroiled in the similar controversies that mired the earlier government. The 56th edition of the International Film Festival of India continues to touch the hearts of cinephiles and filmmakers alike. Akashvani brings you an exclusive coverage.
The vibrant peacock of IFFI 2025 continues to spread its colorful wings, sprinkling the magic of cinema everywhere. From small filmmakers like Jigar Nagra and Jitendra Mishra, who have made the film The Whispers of the Mountains, to big banner films like Thudarum, directed by Tarun Murthy, and featuring legendary actor Mohan Lal, both are adding to the magic of cinema. The Whispers of the Mountains is being acclaimed for its cinematic brilliance. Producer Jitendra Mishra, who has brought films like I Am Kalam in the past, outlined how today regional cinema is being appreciated by the audience more. Today, a diverse range of film screenings and master classes are scheduled. From Indian Panorama's bouquet, films like Gondhar, Bhai Monda, White Snow, Patralekha, Imbu, and Committee Korullu will be screened today. With Adarsh and Nikhil, this is Sara Mujtaba for Akashvani News from IFFI, Goa.
India's bid to host the 2030 Commonwealth Games is said to be formally approved today at the Commonwealth Sports General Assembly in Glasgow. We have a report.
The event marks a significant step in India's ambitious plan to become a global multi-sport hub. Today's General Assembly will confirm the recommendation by the Commonwealth Sports Board, a decision that followed an assessment by the Commonwealth Sports Evaluation Committee. India will present its vision for the Games in Ahmedabad, and a unique broadcast moment will follow the confirmation of the recommendation. The last time India hosted the Games was in 2010 in Delhi. This time the event is set to be held in Ahmedabad, a city that has significantly upgraded its sports infrastructure over the past decade. India's bid for the 2030 Games faced competition from Abuja, Nigeria. However, Commonwealth Sport decided to consider Nigeria for the 2034 edition after developing a strategy to support and accelerate its hosting ambitions. Shagun Chopra for World News.
The International Cricket Council, ICC, has announced the schedule for the ICC Men's T20 World Cup 2026. The tournament will begin on February 7th with India and Sri Lanka acting as co-hosts. Pakistan will play all their matches in Sri Lanka. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to inaugurate Safran Aircraft Engine Services India facility at the GMR Aerospace and Industrial Park in Hyderabad in a short while. India to begin formal negotiations for a free trade agreement with Russia-led Eurasian Economic Union in New Delhi today. Several people injured in Ukraine in mass drone attack by Russia on southeastern city of Zaporizhia. Bangladesh's Awami League Party announces nationwide agitations in protest against death sentence to party ousted Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina. And India's bid to host 2030 Commonwealth Games to be formally approved this evening at Commonwealth Sports General Assembly in Glasgow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.